Hello and welcome to Relatable with Sui. I personally want to thank you for joining me today. On this podcast, we talk about all things relatable and, of course, self-improvement. This is your host, Sui Lanji. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of Relatable with Sui. On today's episode, we are going to be talking about relatable pet peeves. First of all, I want to say thank you for everybody who's still around, everybody who still listens. Thank you for coming back again. Without wasting time, let's just get right into these relatable pet peeves. And if you don't know what a pet peeve is, it's just something you find annoying, something that just drives you mad. It's either done by someone or it's just something that happens and it makes you so mad. It's very irritating or annoying. Yeah, and today I'll be talking about some relatable, just a few to mention because it's like 1,000 pet peeves and everybody has got like their own, you know, special kind. And the first one is chewing out loud. I don't know if there's anyone who's actually comfortable with having someone next to them chewing out loud. I actually have no like big issue with someone chewing out loud as long as the place is like noisy and all that. But if the place is quiet, and then I am not doing it. Let's say I'm concentrating on something and then I can actually hear someone chewing and swallowing. Oh my God, you guys, you just don't understand how that irritates me. And the worst part is I feel like you can't really... There are people who can... I don't know. I feel like you can't tell someone to like stop chewing out loud. And some people, it's not because they actually open their mouths when chewing. You can just actually hear them chewing. So that's where the problem comes in, because I don't think they can actually change the way they chew. Yeah. But chewing out loud, I don't think anybody enjoys that. The other one is when people get your stuff without your permission. For me, it also depends. It depends on the type of things they're getting, okay? There are certain things where if I'm not around, like someone can just grab it and go, like it's okay. And then there's certain things where I expect someone to like ask. The only major thing I have, like for me, the major issue I have is when someone gets something without permission, right? They get that thing from, let me say my clothes, right? I folded them like perfectly. I put my black clothes in one place and my white clothes in one place. And then let's say someone borrows my white shirt. And then when bringing it back, they put it on my black shirts. Like not returning things where they found them. When you get something from someone, make sure you return it in the right place. And also make sure you return it. So there are people, that's another thing, right? There are people who get things and they don't return the things. I might have done that once. Okay, maybe a couple of times, but I hope I don't do that often, honestly. Because sometimes we do things without noticing, okay? But yeah, there are people who get people's stuff and they don't return those things. Oh my God, it's so irritating. Like, you came in one piece, you came to ask me, I'm asking for this, I'll bring it back. And then you get it and then you keep it for good. Like, you guys, let's get serious. That is irritating. It's annoying. The other thing is, when you ask someone something and then they reply with a lie and you already know the truth. Okay, so this one only irritates, I think, people who can't confront someone, okay? There's some of us where, like, someone is telling you a lie and you're just looking at them in the face like, oh my God, I know that's a lie and you're here lying to me. You can't just tell them, oh, that's a lie. Like, it's so annoying that you can't actually tell them to their face that they're lying. So you just have to sit there and pretend like, yeah, I get what you're saying, but you actually know that it's a lie. I don't know. I find that very irritating. And what irritates me the most is the fact that I can't just speak up and tell them to say, you know what you're saying is a lie. And I actually don't like it that you're lying to my face because I know the truth and all that. The other one is people who talk in the library. Honestly, I don't understand. The library is supposed to be like a quiet place, right? A place where someone can go and like concentrate and, you know, like read or study in total like silence. So I don't understand people who decide to have lessons in the library. Like someone just says, oh, you know what, let's go to the library and then discuss this math or whatever in the library. There are people who are trying to study and then people are there discussing on top of their voices. You know what, sometimes it's okay, you can discuss in silence and all that. But there are people who literally be talking like they're outside or they're like in a classroom or anything like that. I don't understand. Also, when you go to the library and then you're in headsets, most of us are in headsets, and your music is so loud. It's so loud. It's like they've just placed a speaker next to me. Oh my God, you guys. The worst part is most cases you don't have the energy or the confidence to go and confront them and tell them, can you please reduce your volume? You'll just be there getting irritated the whole time, or you just decide to leave. The other one is when someone wakes you up for no good reason. Imagine someone waking you up to just ask for a pen. Like, oh, so can I get your pen, please? Like, are you serious? Are you being for reals? I've been struggling to sleep. And there are people who don't find sleep easily, okay? So imagine you've been struggling to sleep and then someone comes to wake you up just to ask for your pen. If you're going to wake someone up, make sure it's very important. Make sure that it's for a good reason that you're doing it, okay? That they should also appreciate and be like, okay, you know what? Yeah, it's okay that you woke me up. I totally understand. Like, let's be considerate when people are sleeping, guys. The other one is the feel of chalk. Like, you know how chalk feels? Just me actually thinking about it right now makes me want to choke. Oh my God, did you see what I did there? Oh, I didn't even realize. But anyways, you get what I'm trying to say. Like, choke has got this irritating feeling. Every time I actually think about it, like, I'm not even joking. I feel like I need to drink some water. Isn't there a better option? Can't we be using, you know, markers and whiteboards and stuff like that? Like, why do people still use blackboards? Like, seriously, why are we still using choke in this era? Something new has to be invented because chalk definitely doesn't feel good in the hands. It doesn't. It's not a good feeling. I'm sure someone can agree with me or relate to that. I hope someone does. I hope that's not weird, but it's real. The other one is bad texters. In this sense, I mean people who use the shortcuts. It's okay to use like the common ones, okay? Like the woods and stuff like that. The I don't know if it's lib or lib, like the common ones. But then there are those people who will cut every word short. And then now it's like you have to solve a whole math paper or a brain teaser or a quiz just trying to understand a simple text because someone doesn't want to type things in full. They want to cut everything short. Like, oh my God, you guys. Mm-mm. And then on the other side, those people who, let's say you make a mistake, right? Maybe, yeah, say you missed out a letter or just a wrong one. You know, where it's so easy to figure out, oh, this person actually was trying to say this, but then probably autocorrect and stuff like that. Then they'll be all there like, what are you trying to say? Like, can't you just read? It's just unnecessary sometimes. But sometimes if you don't understand, it's okay to ask. So there's those. You know what? This list, we could go on forever, but I choose to end here. And let me just say something. I'm not trying to like attack anyone or anything like that. We all have pet peeves, different ones. I probably do like 1,000 things that irritate people and people do 1,000 things that irritate me. But like, it's not anything personal or, you know, where someone starts to feel uncomfortable when I'm around. Like, oh, so he's going to think this. No, I'm not trying to attack anyone. Pet peeves are like very much normal. Everybody has at least 100, okay, not 100, but like a lot, not just one. And then I wish I could talk about how, you know, how you can help yourself. I don't know if it's overcome pet peeves or like ignore them, but the number one advice I could ever give anyone, you guys, is just headsets will help you out through most of them. Headsets are going to save you. I love being in headsets, not just because I love listening to music, but it also helps me just avoid everything happening around that could irritate me. That's basically everything on pet peeves. People have very strange pet peeves, you guys. I'm sure you've heard of this, but someone was like, when someone just breathes, like breathing, someone was actually like, just the feeling of having someone existing next to me. I was like, oh my God, people are weird, people are strange. I would like to hear, what are some of the pet peeves that you guys have, like special ones? Probably not so special, you know, probably heard of them, probably have them, but like, I would really want to hear if I can relate to some of the pet peeves that you guys have. And yeah, I think it would be so fun. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for sticking around. Until the next episode.